From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is trying to get Turkey's help in stemming the flow of migrants to Europe. She presented an EU plan to the Turkish Prime Minister today that would offer aid to help Turkey host refugees and support the country's effort to join the EU. But as the BBC's Mark Lowen reports from Istanbul, the two leaders still have their differences.
There was disagreement, it appears, still on the issue of how to actually stop the refugees at source, because the Turkish Prime Minister said that he still feels that there needs to be a safe zone created in northern Syria so that refugees can go back safely to Syria. But that is almost impossible to implement, especially with the Russian military intervention, and has really very little support at all in the West. And it appears that there was no firm agreement on the amount of money that Turkey will get from the EU in return for clamping down on its borders and encouraging the refugees to stay here.
The BBC's Mark Lowen in Istanbul. An Israeli soldier is dead, 10 others wounded after an Arab attacker armed with a gun and a knife attacked a bus station in the southern part of the country today. The attacker is also dead. It's the latest in near-daily violence, most centered around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, also known as the Temple Mount, and sacred to both Jews and Muslims. Palestinians say Israel is imposing more restrictions on Jerusalem's most contested holy site, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that's not true.
We didn't change anything. The orders of prayer, the visiting rites have not changed for the last 15 years.
He says his government protects the holy sites of all religions. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas this week, trying to stop the violence. One man was killed, five others wounded in a shooting Saturday night in Fort Myers, Florida. John Davis of member station WGCU in Fort Myers reports the shooting happened during a zombie-themed event.
Get back!
That's the sound of police clearing the streets of downtown Fort Myers after the shooting occurred during a gathering of more than 20,000 people at the city's annual ZombieCon event. Attendees were dressed as zombies and zombie outbreak survivors, many carrying toy guns and other weapons. One 20-year-old man died on scene of the shooting, and four others were taken for medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. A fifth victim refused medical service. The shooter remains at large, according to police officials Sunday morning. Police indicated further updates would be provided Monday. For NPR News, I'm John Davis in Fort Myers.
A slow-moving typhoon swept across northeastern Philippines with fierce winds that toppled trees and knocked out power and communications. But police say there are no immediate reports of casualties. Thousands in the path of the typhoon have been evacuated, but the storm has weakened. It's been hemmed in by the Sierra Madre mountain range and also high pressure. After flash flooding last week from heavy rainstorms, at least 30 vehicles are still stuck in hardened mud along a major portion of a road in Los Angeles. This is NPR. Some of the biggest names in comedy will be at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. tonight to award the nation's foremost prize for American humor. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, comedian and actor Eddie Murphy will be the 18th recipient of the Mark Twain Prize.
Eddie Murphy was not even the star of his last monster hit, and it was over a decade ago. In the animated Shrek movies, he played a donkey tagging after a giant green ogre.
You a mean green fighting machine. To get who's scared to spit out anybody that crosses us.
But Eddie Murphy carried a string of some of the most successful comedies of all time, including Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours, and Trading Places. The Mark Twain Award recognizes humorists who, like Mark Twain, have affected American society through comedy. Murphy was picked for his history of cutting-edge stand-up and for being the most commercially successful African-American actor in the history of the movies. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
More than a year after he was severely injured in a car crash, comedian Tracy Morgan returned to a familiar stage in New York last night.
I was in a terrible car accident a year ago. It was awful. But it also showed me how much love and support I have in this world. So a couple of months ago, I called Lorne Michaels. He's my co-Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I said, Lauren, when I get back on my feet, I want to come home. And here I am.
That's Morgan in his opening monologue on NBC's Saturday Night Live. He was joined in one sketch by 30 Rock co-stars, including Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.